Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is the girl that went on against Captain India, and I'm right here. I feel funky, babe. I'm spicy, babe. I'm cocky, babe. I'm all that in the bag. I'm cool, babe. I'm cool, babe. Like a nicey, babe. Like a nicey, babe. You're my wifey, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Funkadelic right here on WMQP 107.3. And then we have our live guest today. We're going to go ahead and let him introduce himself to the world. Hello, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Miss Chocolate. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing today? Introduce yourself to the world.
I'm doing great. And first of all, Miss Chocolate, I'd like to thank you for having me on your show today. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Teddy Aston. I have a brand new book out. The book is entitled Golden Past and a Platinum Future. My book is based on, my book is a memoir based on my 20 years at Warner Brothers Records. It starts when I was 6 years old. I was the paper boy in my hometown. And as the years progressed, At 18, I was offered a job at Warner Brothers working in the warehouse. A couple of years later, I was promoted to the supervisor of the mailroom. And a couple of years later after that, Warner Brothers decided to get into the black music business. Warner Brothers was already into the music business. However, it was a rock and roll record label and a country and western record label. The only black artist that Warner Brothers had at the time was Jimi Hendrix. And everybody knows that Jimi Hendrix was a great rock and roll entertainer. So all of our colleagues around the industry, like Motown, Columbia Records, Epic Records, Stax Records, James Brown label, all of those record labels was really rolling in black music, not only in black music, but black soundtracks was really, really happening at the time. You know, like Superfly, The Mac, Sparkle, Shaft, all of those soundtracks were selling 5-10 million copies each. So Warner Brothers is looking around stating that, wow, we got to get into the black music business. We're doing well with rock and roll. We're doing well with country and western. But, man, we're missing a big market out here in black music. So the head of the black music department was appointed. His name was Tom Draper. Tom Draper was the senior vice president of promotion and marketing at Warner Brothers. And he was in charge of putting together a black music staff. And the black music staff consisted of regional and local promotion people in different markets, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Chicago, Detroit, LA, San Francisco, all different regions around the country. So I was the last person that Warner Brothers hired for the black music staff. In my position, they hired me to for the Carolinas, meaning North and South Carolina. They hired me out of the mailroom to develop the black music market for North and South Carolina. And as I moved to North Carolina from Atlanta, Georgia, I was very blessed to just to be part of this dynamic team. But throughout the years, Miss Chocolate, we were able to develop and surpass every record label in the country over a 20-year span. People always ask me, Teddy, how did you go from the mailroom to the Warner Brothers boardroom? Well, I didn't start in the mailroom. I started in the warehouse, then to the mailroom, then to be the regional promotion and marketing manager for Warner Brothers Records. Throughout the years, Miss Chocolate, we developed a roster second to none. I mean, all of these artists was brand new artists, never heard of when we signed them. Just to give you an idea of the artists that we promoted, marketed, developed, trained in every facet of their illustrious career. Starting with Prince. We signed Prince when he was 18 years old for his first album. We went on to sign Mars Day and the Time, Vanity Six, Sheila E., Zap featuring Roger, Madonna, Miles Davis, Kevin Campbell, James Ingram, Patti Austin, Sly Stone, Larry Graham, Donna Summer, Sylvester, Chaka Khan, Ashford and Simpson, George Clinton, The Funkadelics, Boots' Rubber Band, Rod Stewart. We developed Rod Stewart's career throughout the black music market. Ice-T, Biz Markie, Big Daddy Kane, Michael McDonald. When Michael McDonald decided to go solo, he was the lead singer for the Doobie Brothers, Of course, he stayed with Warner Brothers. We developed his career as a solo artist. Al B. Shore, Karen White, George Benson came to the label. Earl Clue, Bob James, Fourplay. Fourplay featured Bob James, Lee Ritenour, Nathan East, Harvey Mason. Also, Al Jarreau came to the label. David Sanborn. When Ronald Isley went solo, he came to Warner Brothers. Joe Sample, Rose Royce, Frankie Beverly, Jennifer Holliday, Keith Washington, Atlantic Starr, Jasmine Guy, the 4MDs, Club Nouveau, the Tom Tom Club, along with Quincy Jones bringing his label to Warner Brothers for us to develop his artists, such as Kevin Campbell, James Ingram, and Patty Austin. So those are the artists that we developed over a 20-year career at Warner Brothers Records, Miss Chocolate.
Okay. So when you went to the North Carolinas, I just want to bring back a little refreshment, because I was able to meet you a long time ago when I was a little bitty girl with Cy Young. And
okay.
You
Cy
and
Young.
My God, yes, you and my God, Dad, Cy Young, did a lot of business together. And because he was the head program director for Urban One Radio One for Kathy Hughes radio station in Raleigh, North Carolina. And it was K97.5.
Yes.
So can you give us a little details on y'all, of y'all journey in the music business?
Well, I always knew that Cy Young would be a superstar in black radio. He was always cordial, always upbeat. He had great ears. He knew great music. So every time he saw me or talked to me on the phone, or we'd go out to lunch or dinner, take the radio staff out to dinner, they would all be happy because they always knew that I, working for Warner Bros., we were bringing great music to the radio station. And not only did we bring great music to the radio station, but also we supported the radio station with promotions. We supported the radio station with artist interviews. We supported the radio station to make sure that they had 25 of every album of every artist that we promoted and marketed in order to do promotions for their radio station, to give away albums and cassettes to their listeners. So Cy not only had great ears back then, Mrs. Chocolate, but he still has great ears now, and he's still a great program director.
Yes, he is. Yeah. That was my mentor and my favorite goddad. So I was able to watch a lot of people come through the doors of K97.5. I was always with Cy Young when I was a little baby to grown up. So I was able to be able to do some things and to be a part of y'all history. So another reason why I was excited to actually do the interview with you, because I've been knowing you for a long time, and I reconnect with you back through Charles Gear, my other godfather. So I was like, Okay. So now we here.
Well, you know what? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Now look at you. You're taking radio to the next level, and I'm sure Cy is very proud of you.
Thank you.
And you just mentioned my mentor. My mentor was Charles Gear. And Charles is responsible for me working in the music industry. Charles and I worked together in a restaurant. Charles has always had his hands in the music industry. In fact, being in Atlanta, Charles and Gladys Knight lived in the same neighborhood. And he was always instrumental. He was instrumental in Gladys Knight recording her first single, Every Beat of My Heart. And Charles eventually over the years was able to get a job with the Atlantic Records. Now, Atlantic Records was also part of Warner Communications because the industry, the corporation that we worked at was called WEA, W-E-A, Warner Brothers, Elektra, and Atlantic Records. So Charles is responsible for me getting the job in the warehouse at the WEA Distribution Center. And the other thing about that chocolate is that by Atlantic Records being part of the Warner Brothers family, they were also instrumental in Warner Brothers' interest in getting into the black music business, because when Warner Brothers being a rock and roll and a country western record label, Atlantic was deep into black music. So Atlantic had Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett, Betty Wright, Roberta Flack, Donna Hathaway, Sister Sledge, Mass Production, Slade. So they were rolling in black music. So that's another reason that Warner Brothers looked around and said, wow, we got to get into black music. Not only are those other record labels making millions of dollars on black music, but so is Atlantic Records, our sister label here. So we got a lot to catch up on. So, yes, my dear friend Charles Gill, he's not only my good friend, but he was my mentor. Charles Gill used to take me out on the road with him while he was promoting the Spinners and Aretha Franklin and Roberta Flack and Donna Hathaway. He would take me out on the road to their concerts. He would take me to radio stations for their interviews. He would make sure that I was available and could attend the promotion parties that they had. So he really taught me a lot about the music industry, and it wasn't for him, you and I wouldn't be talking here today. I never would have met you, and I never would have met Cy Young as well.
Right. Yeah, that was a lot of history, like, when music was so, like, pure and up. Everybody was on the dance floor. Music was music, like Michael Jackson, and it goes on to Jesse James and Herman Hickson. The rest of the is so much history, and then your book has a lot of it in there. So, like, give us some details on what made you, like, sit and say, I want to write this book.
Well, over the years, working with all of these different artists, building relationships with them, helping to develop their careers, I always had a photographer near, or I had a camera with me at all times. So I always took photos of the artists, their interviews, when I took them out on the road, when we were on promotional tours, or when I'm taking them to the radio stations. I always took photos of those events. So over a 20-year period of time, you could imagine all of these artists that I worked with over the years, looking back on all the photos, and people always would say, Teddy, man, you've had a great career. You should write a book. And I'm like, yeah. You know how people tell you stuff just to be telling you? You don't really take it that serious. You know what I mean? So two and a half years ago during COVID, my schedule really slowed down. And when I started looking at all the photos that I had of all the artists that's in my book, it really made writing my book and my memoir easier for me, because every photo has a story. I have photos in my book of different events with different artists that we promoted and developed their careers over the years. And every photo has a story, Miss Chocolate. So it took me a year and a half to write the book, and I took my time. And I had a great editor to work with me to format it. And I had great graphic artists to work with me as well to make sure that all of those photos was perfectly clear, to make sure that they were placed in the right chapters along with the stories in my book. So I have great stories in my book. I took Prince out on his first promotional tour when I was in Charlotte, North Carolina. I helped to develop Al B. Shore career. I took him under my wings to help him, because Al B. Shore was, I think he came to the label, he was around 21 years old. And I had to show him and teach him what the music industry was all about, and to let him know the do's and the don'ts. Everybody can't be your friend. You can't have an entourage everywhere you go. Get yourself a good manager. Keep yourself well-groomed. Be respectful. Be polite. Make sure that you always have a positive attitude when you're around your friends, when you're around your guests, when we're doing the promotional parties, when I take you out on interviews. So those are the things that that we have to teach artists.
Along with developing
Prince, once we got his career off the ground, Warner Brothers gave him his own label called Paisley Park. And at Paisley Park, Prince brought us Marsh Day and the Time. Prince brought us Sheila E. Prince brought us Vanity Six, the Nasty Girls. So when we develop artists, on the label, when the other label heads brought artists to us, then we could develop their careers as well. Quincy mm-hmm. Jones, when he decided to develop a record label, he came to Warner Brothers. And when he came to Warner Brothers, he signed Patty Austin for us to develop. He signed James Zenger for us to develop. He signed Tevin Campbell for us to develop. So we just continue to develop artists as we continue to be the number one record label and surpassing every other record label in the industry. Mm-hmm. When Sly and the Family Stone broke up, Larry Graham came to us as a solo artist. And Larry Graham, he brought us One in a Million You. That was the wedding song for years. You still hear that song in a lot of at a lot of wedding parties and receptions. So when Larry Graham left Sly Stone to develop his career, Sly Stone came to Warner Brothers too as a solo artist for us to continue to develop his career. When Chaka Khan decided to go solo, she was popping hot with Rufus. When she decided to go solo, she came to Warner Brothers as a solo artist. We developed Chaka's solo career and had five gold and five platinum artists, five platinum albums on her. Keith Washington came to Warner Brothers. We developed his career. Jennifer Holliday, she was a Broadway star. So when she wanted to develop her career and take it to the next level, she came to Warner Brothers. And we developed and promoted and marketed the mega hit, and I'm telling you, I'm not going. When George Clinton saw what we were doing, he had already established Parliament. Parliament was on the Casablanca record label. So when he saw everything that we were doing at Warner Brothers Records and the artists that we were breaking, he brings us Bootsy's Rubber Band. Man, that album, All the Name is Bootsy, went through the roof. After he saw what we did with Boots' Rubber Band, he brings us Funkadelic. He brings us the album One Nation Under a Groove. Man, that album, that song is still one of the national anthems of the universe. As we kept developing artists, we started crossing artists over from the pop music format to the black music format, such as Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart was already on fire with his pop bass. So we crossed over his first record, Do You Think I'm Sexy? So, and going back to Quincy Jones label, Tevin Campbell, his record is one of the most played records in the music industry. So that just lets you know some how the longevity of some of these artists' careers has maintained over the years. Now that we got a jazz roster, now that we have a R&B roster, now that we're crossing over music, pop music to the black format, now we got to get into hip-hop. Our first rap hip-hop artist that we signed to the label was Ice-T. Man, look at Ice-T's career now. He's not only a hip-hop rap superstar, but he's also a movie star. He's also one of the most sought-after endorsers of products, of commercials, than any other rapper. Along with Ice-T, then we signed a deal with Cold Chilling Records. Cold Chilling Records brings us to develop their artist roster with Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie, Marley Marl, The Real Shante. Now, we had to differentiate The Real Shante because during that time, there were three or four Shantays running around. So we had to differentiate our Shante as The Real Shante. Just to let everybody know that we had The Real Shante. So those are just some of the things that we did over the years. Miss Chocolate?
Okay, so yeah, that was a lot of history that you have given out, and definitely is like you've been doing this for so many years that everything that you have touched bases with has actually been part of the history of the music business, how music was kind of hard to put on radio because they wasn't really letting, you know, back then it wasn't really too many black urban, black radio owners back then when it came to music. It was a lot of history. And then think in 1960 or 1950, I think in 1950, I think it was the first urban radio station, and that was like in Massachusetts or somewhere around there. Then
no,
in
the first black radio station was here in Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta.
WERD.
Yeah, okay.
WERD.
Yeah.
And you heard of Jack the Rapper, right?
Yes.
He was one of the original DJs there at WERD. So, but in terms of black ownership of black formatted radio stations, I was blessed to be in the Carolinas because in North and South, I was able to break more records than all of my counterparts at Warner Brothers and other record labels, because in North and South Carolina, there was more black radio stations than any in North and South Carolina than any other part of the region across the country. Not only were there more black, not necessarily saying that they were black owned, but they were black formatted. And also within North and South Carolina, there was like several black FM formatted radio stations. So if you're in North Carolina, you got, if you're in North Carolina, you know, North and South Carolina, you have a black FM radio station, that frequency would carry over in North Carolina, it would carry over to Tennessee, it would reach Virginia, it would roll over into South Carolina. If you in parts of Florida, you're in South Carolina, you could hear the radio stations in not only throughout the Carolinas, but you could hear those radio stations also reaching parts of Georgia, as well as other parts of eastern Tennessee and southern Florida. So those radio stations in North and South Carolina gave me a lot of clout. And that's why all of those artists wanted to always work with me to help to develop their careers, because they saw all the publicity that I created and all the careers that I was able to help promote, market, and develop.
Yes, because you did a lot of footwork with these. Because back then it was more footwork, word of mouth. Either if it was not in the newspaper or on the radio or TV, you had to put it on posters, and the poster was black and white back then. You really didn't see too much color back then until it started getting later on in the history. Then everything started to become colorful.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that was part of our marketing technique, you know, just to make sure, because basically when you develop an artist, it's more to develop an artist than getting their records played. You got to make sure that you have a good marketing plan for that artist, which included nice posters, colorful posters, which you made sure that those records was in every radio, every record store, to put displays of your artist's music in displays throughout the record stores. Also, radio was very friendly back then, and when we would have an artist in town, of course, we could always take them to the stations for interviews, and when we planned a promotional tour to do in-store appearances, the radio station sometime would be there at the record store waiting for us to do a live remote. So radio was very, very label and artist-friendly back then compared to how it is now, because it's so focused on quantity in terms of how should we say? Well, you know, I mean, in any job, you focus on making money, the revenue that you're able to generate. But a lot of the radio stations now, some radio stations are owned by the same, some corporations own the same radio station. Some corporations own 70 or 80 radio stations. Some corporations, just like Radio One. Radio One has a minimum of 80, 90 radio stations around the country. iHeartRadio has over 100 radio stations around the country. Cumulus Media has probably 75 or 80 radio stations. So back then, a lot of radio stations were independently owned. But right now, as we all know, they're all under a corporate banner. So that flexibility that a lot of them had back then, they may not necessarily have as much flexibility now. Plus, a lot of the radio stations' formats have changed. The era that I'm speaking of, mid-70s, 80s, 90s, music, even 99.9% of all the music was R&B that we promoted. Now the formats have changed. You know, now plus you had one radio, you had a radio station in a city. Not only did they play R&B, same station now. They played R&B, they played a little hip-hop, they played jazz, all in one format. Now the radio station is broken into formats. country and western, top 40, hip-hop, top 40, jazz, alternative, rock and roll, and so on. So the industry has changed and evolved over the years once they became more corporate.
Yes, it really has. So, are there anything else, like your other book or anything else that you want to discuss on about your book that you had put out there for the listeners?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to put out there for the listeners about your book? Basically anything that you probably didn't touch?
Well, yeah, of course. I'd like for everybody to know how to purchase my book. My book is available on Amazon. You can go to Amazon. You can look up my name, Teddy, T-E-D-D-Y, Astin, A-S-T-I-N. And my book will come up in Amazon, or you can go directly to my book's website. The website for the book is www.toughact.net. That's like a tough act to follow, real easy to remember. TOUGHACT.net. That's toughact.net. And you go to the book website, each page will take you directly to Amazon. Now, not only on the website, you will see a lot of great reviews. You'll be able to see the table of contents. I have over 50 gold and platinum albums presented to me that you'll be able to review. All the awards that I received, gold records over the years. Also, you can send me a direct message through the website. Again, the website is www.toughact.net, TOUGHACT.net. And in my book, you will see some of the most now most publicized photos in my books, because these photos have never been seen in public before. So you're going to see photos of these different artists, every artist that I mentioned to you. You're not just going to see photos of the artist, but you're going to see the photos of me and the artist, and me taking the artist on promotional tours, me taking the artist on radio interviews, me developing those artists' careers. So you'll be able to read different stories of how different artists' careers was developed through Warner Brothers and the impact that I had on their careers. So I hope you enjoy my book. Again, my name is Teddy Astin, T-E-D-D-Y-A-S-T-I-N. The book website, you go to the website, www.toughact.net, T-O-U-G-H-A-C-T.net. And the title of my book, it's a memoir. It's called A Golden Past and a Platinum Future. And remember, no names in my book has been changed to protect the innocent. We're all innocent, living life and loving what we do. Everything in my book is nonfiction. Thank you, Ms. Chocolate.
You're welcome. I really appreciate you doing this interview and giving us your history, and because you have a lot to cover, so I want to give you enough time to share your journey with the whole world, and I really appreciate it. Go ahead.
It's been my pleasure to be with you today.
Likewise.
Thank you again. All right. You've done good work, Miss Chocolate.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take
you.
Care.
You too.
You're
have
welcome.
A great day.
You as well. Bye.
All right, y'all don't heard the legendary Teddy Aspin, and he has broke down the history of the music industry with you. And hey, I just wanted to, even though I knew the history, I just wanted to give a little twist of turns on it, so he will tell y'all the history, because you know, you can't always hear from my mouth. You got to hear from the horse's mouth, from the people's mouth, their selves. So I'm just here to let them spread their message and their history and their journey with everyone out here, out everywhere, all over the world. And we're going to go ahead and play some more music right here on WMQP 107.3 FM.
Another one. We the best music.
Yo, he ain't messing with no average chick. Pop, pop. He got Nicki, he know that he hit the jackpot. A baller trying to score, check them shot clocks. But I hit them with them prawn Iguodala blocks. Eat the cake, Denny, suck on my toes, yes. Hitting them home runs, I be like, go Mets. I want a dude that still kiss me when he mad. Type that caught me diamonds, he could miss me with them bags.
Girl, we been right here, thinking about it all night. Baby, you should be up in my bed. Ooh, do you mind? Do you mind? Baby, you,
DJ,
do you mind?
Charlie.
Do you mind? Do you mind? I'm just trying to get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, post up. Ooh, do you mind? 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 Yo, we've been right here thinking about it all night. Baby, you should be up in my bed.
I'ma keep my promise, never treat you like a groupie. Calamari dinners got you eating raw sushi. Still in the trap, but I like my bougie. Two cups of styrofoam, excuse me, little mama. I can hold you down, be your friend and your lover. You want watches, new Versace, you want Celine? Top back, streaming money, ain't a thing.
Seen the two G-Wagons in my driveway. FaceTime, two black bottles by my fireplace. Fell out with your people, so you took the pictures down. Instagram ain't been the same since you so distant now. Took you shopping in other places that I won't name. First time your friends really got to see ball, man. 20 million cash, seen that there with my two eyes. We the best, and I told you this back in 05.
I'm trying to get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, post up.
Just in case you need me, I don't mind. Yo, tell me what to
don't wanna kiss you. Get the pussy official. I'm throwing sun in her face in the field.
It's a one night thing. My diamonds pricey. This not no bright link. That bitch light thing. I tell her to talk to me. Plug and walk with me. Bushy bushy busy. Get my by her feeling. Go. Touch her the floor and pick up. She calling my phone, my pick up. She do bad, I might miss her.
Baby, tell me what take out for a while. Now where we go from here, that's the $1 million bet. Girl, you know my name, you know I don't flex, but I like a porno star. Ride you round in foreign cars, hit the club by the bar, treat you like a movie star. Big Sam, aka Hardwood. When I'm busting through the sugar wall, you say it's all good. I talk like that boy Wesley Pipes. So take your clothes off and leave your heels on tonight, yeah. So lay back and relax while I curl up your toes and I fuck up your hair.
Show that you're just the way to be, why you all the way to D.C. I'm the president, gotta give to you. We both know that you was heaven sent. Now, what do we do? What the minute is you gon' tell about the relationship? Cause I don't take no food. I want you now, your mind, I mean this. And I don't really give a damn if you get pissed. I talk the talk and walk the walk for you, baby. Top dollars to the end.
I just want to make sweet love to you, baby. You know what I'm saying? I want to touch you all over. Oh, please.
Hey, look, I got my hands all on your butt. Ain't no problem, I own it. Hold this man in the club. Hustle one of the richest. 100 bottles above. It's just me and the Russians. We get all of the love. The world's aware of the image. They want to see what he does. DMV in my face. Oprah all on my couch. Now I'm hosting the Grammys. What is this all about? International baller. I must admit I had doubts. They wasn't calling me back. They was calling me out. They ain't moved to the south. Just close my mouth. Intellect like Belichick when he be switching the routes. I'm too old for the games. No time for the lanes. Next challenge, get this generation screaming my name. Who could do what I did? Boy, I must be the Went 106 and pumped a play date with the kids. People texting my wife, trying to ruin my night. So I help them mind their business with some bottles on ice.
Rippin' while trippin' in this mother. Burn up now, turn up.
We talkin', we ain't dancin', we walkin'. Teenagers are pointin', couple cougars are hawkin'. I don't come here that often, but it's totally awesome. When you're livin' for real, I don't consider it crossin'. Panty lines are crossin', I'm proceedin' with caution. I don't where I eat, gotta manage your portions. LL Cool J, I'm like an old school orphan. Representin' alone, sittin' on factory chrome. J's on in the zone, Kool-Aid smile on my face. My security
be strapped. Ain't no beaches to chase. Me and my man Rich White, we in Vegas tonight. Claudine on the celly, make sure that money is right. Red carpet is ducks, always with the fuckers. Paparazzi is snapping, I can't believe this is happening. Frustrating the haters, they too sick of me rapping. I'm enjoying your blog, I got the same type of passion.
What are we supporting? I make the gal them get naughty. Cause them say voicemail party. Kick
every
it like
day,
a bar.
Missing every day we party. Every year we party. Yeah. Oh.
Birthday. It's just the way we roll. Gal them dress me. It's the way we roll. We not left them. It's the way we roll. Them say by we. It's the way we roll. It's the way we roll. The way we roll. I can't win.
Party non-stop, no rest, none at all. Party round the clock. All my woman and me a drag yard, oh me go hard. Then she frown, make a sound, she bound for a shock. She say me love the party, this a gal and me starty. You remember when me tell the ladies, ready for party. And I me tell the thugs, then put on the glass party. Grab a shot, because we drinking and see me sip Bacardi. Like a movie, gal and wine and move them spine groovy. Me dash up money, give them half for me, no me scoogey. Them get out of control, let me show me be foes. And that's how we roll, and we dip on patrol.
It's just the way we run, gal and dress me. It's the way we roll, we not left them. It's the way we roll, them say by we. It's the way we roll, it's the way we roll. The way we roll, I care with rims. It's the way we roll, Range Rovers and Bims. The way we roll, it's a dance, I sing it. The way we roll.
Now make them trick your dance all a waiting. So come make we party, come make we swing. We are dance and I enjoy we self a waiting. From night to morning is the way we living. You want to have a good time, come my yard. And we have the best party, yes we got. The music tonight, I feel it all the way abroad. 7 days of the week, them party in a Japan.
It's just the way we roll. Tell them stress me, it's the way we roll. We not left them, it's the way we roll. Them say by we, it's the way we roll. It's the way we roll. The way we roll, I care with rims. It's the way we roll, Range Rover and Bentley.
The way
and
we
power.
Roll,
it's a dance, I sing it. The way
so
we roll. Music make it burn on your dancer. Lots of them up on your dancer. Now dancers that change move like a transformer. Rude is in the corner burning them marijuana. Well, me just to see them call me road warrior. When you strike me and the team, me and the mafia star. Couple girls chilling hanging on my shoulder. Later on a home run like Tommy Soda. It's just the way we roll. Tell them stress me. It's the way we roll. We not left them. It's the way we roll. Them say by we. It's the way we roll. It's the way we roll. The way we roll.
Fuck old broke like Josh. Open that door like V. Not that rock, that P. Comments down in my sock, can't hold my Glock. Reason I don't really like that. Gun turn, can't wipe no. Excuse my French, don't like no. Limo 10 on fat, my car, yeah, I had it hurt.
My broke bad, I ain't had it hurt.
Yeah, that's us. Two-tone AP, yeah, I'm bust. Got that from her, ain't even wanna f***. Why? Why? No, me f***. Say thing revive. Oh, tell him bro, should. No, he ain't Kim Dog, he ain't even trash. Still a bit my last room dice in the hood.
Take who chain up, not good. Probably in something fast with a Glock in the hood. Course had takes fell and walk on the wood. First turn from the hood, they curious. Fuckin' cried about five and jury.
I get the comments with number that's period. I got your V on one, put on the mirrors. First young in the A2 land, run a 14 mil, started 14 grams. Dope boy diggers and diamonds and Tim. You shouldn't play with that boy, he is not one of them.
Bro, I kept taking L's, finally got me an M. Still making double, I don't call what I spend. S Fat 2018, gotta come 20 if you hoppin' in a Benz. Young turn from the D to the A, I'm rockin' with the Lions.
Yeah, I'm rockin' with the Braves. Yeah, we pay.
Yeah, we pay.
I'ma turn it up a little more this time. Used to dream about getting out, got it on drive. I had a spot like a varsity, what do you have? You about 20, I front what you buy. I put on drip, I believe I can fly. Niggas know that I'm rich, but ain't know how to try. I had a show in Detroit and I started reviving. Spent 50 on all of the guys. All of these stores make a mission. And plus, I'ma tip them, they holding my side. Get in your car and just put on your flashes and follow the hearse. And she say you gon' ride, cause somebody gon' die. They hold us. Turn a five to a dime, that's a double up. Around walking church with my double cut. This that happened, I'm praying, I give it up. Tiger stay with the wood, make him give it up. Know I ran through a meal every week. Bruh beat the truck, I can give me some street. Got a back in the pickup, I won't even leave. Run it up, around, get a vet, DT. Keep a hop up with me, I got love for DG. Chasing his papers in 12 or 13. Running around in these streets, it was me and Marquis.
First turn from the hood, they curious. Four and cried about five and jury.
I get the comments with number that's period. I got your B on one, put on the mirrors. First young in the A2 land, run a 14 mil, started 14 grams. Dope boy diggers and diamonds and Tim. You shouldn't play with that boy, he is not one of them.
Bro, I kept taking L's, finally got me an M. Still making double, I don't count what I spend. S-Fat 2018, gotta come 20 if you hoppin' in a Benz. Young turn from the D to the A, I'm rockin' with the Lions.
Yeah, I'm rockin' with the Braves. Yeah, we pay.
Yeah, we pay. First turn from the hood, they curious. Four and cried about five and jury.
I get the comments with number that's period. I got your B on one, put on the mirrors. First young in the A2 land, run a 14 mil, started 14 grams. Dope boy diggers and diamonds and Tim. You shouldn't play with that boy, he is not one of them.
Bro, I kept taking L's, finally got me an M. Still making double, I don't count what I spend. S-Fat 2018. Gotta come 20 if you hoppin' in a Benz. Young turn from the D to the A, I'm rockin' with the Lions.
Yeah, I'm rockin' with the Braves. Yeah, we pay.
Yeah, we pay.
And she didn't know how to tell him she was in love with a Rasta man. Fire was burning and burning. She let out what she was holding in, and she didn't know how to tell him she was in love with a Rasta man. Fire was burning and burning. She let out what she was holding in.
Know her story before she said. Daddy just wants her corporate. Find somebody that's corporate. Suit and tie more appropriate. Him say him now make him daughter stray. But reggae music she start to play. I tell food when she starts her plate. Militant youth where she won't be date. And that is what she need. Marcus Biavi she start to read. Here stop home and it start look neat. So we won't keep her off the street. From who she with, and that be me. More than a naughty head is what she see. No love and sleep is not for me. And she no won't keep it a secret. But she can't tell him who she sleep with.
She didn't know how to tell him she was in love with a Rasta man. Fire was burning and burning to let out what she was holding in.
And she wants to be free from all this captivity. So she'll be who she will be. They can't tell her who she needs. They can't tell her who she wants. Who she can't. She talk her own a chant. Chart her own a path. And color her own a art. Call me over her own apartment. Now as I answer the phone, that's the tone she start with. She knows that she don't be part with one like I, even though so much imparted. But she happy do her own a thing,
yeah.
Cause she can never live a life for them. Knowing that she will look back when to the time when she couldn't explain to him and them.
And she didn't know.
Them kids, holler at this pop.
so fast, she got on the scale, so I need your weight, not your phone number.
This coming from a dude whose name is Fat.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
I mean, your mama so fat, when God said let there be light, he told her move out the way.
Man, your mama so fat. Nah, really, she fine as hell. Better come see the freak.
Aye. Move around, oh, little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Move around, oh, little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Babe, you look good, but I'ma have to pass. This grown woman walking around with all that ass.
All that
move around,
all
little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Move around, little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Babe, you look good, but I'ma have to pass. This grown woman walking around with all that ass.
I'm a free beast in the street.
Yeah.
You a little girl that belongs to the street.
Street.
What am I to do with a thought like you? That's for a 40 and a milk tattoo. Wearing bloody shoes, but your rent ain't paid.
Ever.
Can't afford an Uber, but your hair always laid.
Lazy.
Man like me,
like
real sh. Dimples in the little sag in it. You want a bag? I want your mama. She got a bag and ain't. And with the drama, I got nice things, I stay drowned. You piped up, I pipe down.
Move around, oh, little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Move around, oh, little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Babe, you look good, but I'ma have to pass. This grown woman walk around with all that ass.
All that
move around, little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Move around, little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Babe, you look good, but I'ma have to pass. This grown woman walk around with all that.
I told her, spread them cheeks, baby girl, I'm your dentist. And I love your energy, I control it like a chemist. If you sing a 40 plus, baby girl, you a cougar. Get to screaming that daddy, I be fixing like a rule. I think her daughter 19, so baby's 45. She got her tubes tied, I be fixing on the side. Got her in front of back, so she don't like to ride. If her daughter hit it home, then yeah, I'm about to slide. Y'all be reading for her daughter, cause she twerking in her eyes. She ain't nothing like her mama, cause her mama is a dime piece. She go to work and she clean, come home and cook dinner. Her body like a lottery ticket, I got a winner.
Move around, oh, girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Move around, oh, girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Babe, you look good, but I'ma have to pass. This grown woman walk around with all that ass.
All that
move around, little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Move around, little girl, where your mama?
Where your mama?
Babe, you look good, but I'ma have to pass. This grown woman walk around with all that ass.
Make a bag, get up.
Girl, wobble it, and I'ma gobble it. I see you moving your head, go ahead, bobble it. We can cradle the bed, I'm straight racking it. The girls say, man, like this, double racket shit. Damn, I'm so expensive, but I can't help it, my flow ridiculous. Boy, got a gift like it gotta be Christmas. Swag go miss like it gotta be gifted. The girls broke cameras, and they won't fix it. And they gon' frame us to see that. Let under the bed while I'm saying my scriptures. Cause I leave you holy like you pray in the temple. One B, I move with the letter of a pencil. And my rope miss you, good night kiss you. Take a damn back, cause you got pistols. And now I'm saying Donnie pick her up these issues.
Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble.
Living dreams,
love, life, live,
come play
the game.
Our world is free.
Do what you want, but
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's the last song for today. Thank you for rocking it out with your girl, Miss Chocolate, and the legendary Teddy. Ah, you heard me right here. Oh, excuse me, Lord. Excuse me, everybody, right here on WMQP 107.3 FM on the Miss Chocolate Show.